Welcome to Protein Producers, the podcast where we explore the latest trends and innovations in agriculture and protein production. Today we are talking about body condition scoring, who, what, when, where, and why, by Beth Reynolds, ISU Extension and Outreach Beef Program Specialist. Assigning a body condition score, BCS, to an individual beef cattle is a recommended practice because of an indicator of nutrient reserves. It is correlated to economically important performance measures. Although it can seem tedious, if utilized, assigning BCS is free to collect, simple, and is one of the best measures for monitoring nutritional status throughout the year. On the other hand, if not utilized, BCS becomes information collected that is simply wasted. Who? Although BCS can be called on all ages and classes of cattle, it is most used for females in the breeding herd. For young, growing cattle, BCS can help formulate a diet plan, but often cattle under a year of age are sorted into green or fleshy rather than being assigned a particular condition. In terms of who should be calling BCS scores in the cow herd, any producer actively managing the nutrition plan to optimize performance while keeping the feed bill in check. This can be said for both grazing operations and operations that feed store feeds throughout the year. What? Body condition scores are simply a visual measure of fat reserves on an animal. For beef cattle, the number 1 emaciated to number 9 obese scale has thorough descriptions for each score that can be reviewed. For example, to be a BCS 7, a cow is considered fleshy with a full brisket that is not distended, the spine can only be felt with firm pressure, and the top line begins to appear more square. Ideal BCS for breeding cows is in the 5 to 6 range, with young, first calf heifers ideally carrying more fat reserves than mature cows due to their increased nutritional demands. When? BCS for the cow herd should be observed at multiple time points during the year as regular practice to evaluate the nutritional status. A herd BCS can be given by assessing a percentage of the females at a point in time. Tracking BCS on individual animals anytime individual data is recorded can be beneficial to get a better representation of the herd and to identify management opportunities. Two particular time points, recording individual cow BCS, is recommended at calving and at some time between weaning and the start of the third trimester, which often correlates with preg checking. After weaning and in late fall, early winter, the female experiences some of her lowest nutritional requirements and is the most cost-effective time point to add condition if needed before calving. Where? To start, many producers prefer putting hands on the cows when calling body condition score, which limits them to assessing the BCS in a chute. However, this is not always feasible, and BCS can be assigned whenever the producer is able to get a good look at the female from a relatively close distance. Getting a profile and rear view is helpful to assessing all body parts important in the BCS score descriptions. This includes evaluating the spine, rib, brisket, tailhead, hooks, and pins. In the colder months, be wary of the winter hair coat concealing bone structures that would be visible in a summer coat. Ensure fat cover, not a combination of fat and hair, is evaluated when calling BCS. For each time point BCS are taken, it is important to be consistent with who is calling BCS and the visual or hands-on evaluation they use. Why? At the end of the day, why BCS? This measure has been utilized in numerous studies and is correlated to multiple performance indicators in the cow herd. At calving, it is encouraged to collect a BCS because BCS is correlated to how long it takes the calf to stand after parturition, total colostrum value, and colostrum quality. More notably, multiple studies have shown a direct correlation between cow BCS and calving at postpartum interval. As BCS increases, postpartum interval decreases, meaning cows carrying more condition will return to estrus earlier than unconditioned counterparts and have a higher likelihood to breed earlier in the breeding season. Correlations between BCS and subsequent breeding pregnancy rates have demonstrated the same relationship. Cows with BCS of 5+ have a better reproductive success. With BCS data in hand, producers can then make management changes. Some changes may look like a supplementation program on pasture after cow calves with less than ideal condition. If taken after weaning, producers can sort cows into feeding groups based on age, pregnancy, status, and condition. Under-conditioned, pregnant cows can be managed together to achieve a BCS 5 or 6 by calving without overfeeding the cows evaluated as a BCS 6. For an open cows, BCS can be utilized to sort females into a market-ready group or an under-conditioned group that poses a feeding opportunity and will rapidly put on weight. Ultimately, body condition scoring is a low-cost, useful piece of information that can be used as a nutritional management tool. This story was brought to you by Beth Reynolds, ISU Extension and Outreach Beef Program Specialist.